Okay, welcome everyone. I'm going to officially call to order the Town of East Select Board meeting. Today is Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. It is 5:02 PM. So for folks that are going to be listening, there's two Select Board folks here today, myself and Will. Lisa's not with us this evening, and Hilma's here. Reviewing our agenda, we're going to make some changes a little bit because of only having two of us here. So we're going to stick to the appointments. It'll just be switched around a little bit. 5:02 right off was our appointment for some highway related items. Tyson was going to be here. Tyson's not here. And so we are still going to do a couple of items that we're going to review and vote on. Mm-hmm. And then we will still have our 6 p.m. appointment with Hilltown Youth Performing Arts. However, it will not, and it was not listed as a vote tonight anyways. So it will be a discussion, but we will have a follow-up so that Elisa can take part in the follow-up. She was asked to send some notes, and I think that Hilma will get those at some point. You just get them afterwards.
Are you sure?
You can wait. We'll have time between 5 and 6.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And then Hilma can share what Lisa sent to her. We've got some minutes. We've got public comment and then some other business. The other business, we're going to keep the discussion with the ATM. Article 21 zoning bylaw change, that will still be discussed. Mary's here, which is great. Mary, our lovely town clerk. We're going to have a little bit of a salt shed update. Hilma gave some of that online so that Elisa was up to date. Same thing with health insurance. General town building use policy, we're tabling. We're going to wait until we're all back together to discuss that. And town coordinator transition plan. We'll talk about that just briefly. And that's been, Elisa's been updated from Hilma on that also. So Elisa's in the loop, just not here. Okay, so that was it. Anything else on the agenda, Hilma?
I don't think so.
Will? And this, I forgot, sorry. This is being audio recorded. I forgot to mention that this time. I was so many things on my mind. Okay, highway appointment, which is now just a highway department meeting. So we've got some older trucks that we've now replaced with new. We'd like to see if we can acquire some money for those, put those up for sale. Mm-hmm. We need to declare those surplus property so that can happen. We've done that before for some other items. It's just the two trucks for now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the smaller, the Dodge, mm-hmm. and Jason's
2008.
International, thank you. I was going to say international, but I couldn't remember the year off the top of my head. So those are the two trucks that we're looking. So I need a motion to declare those two trucks as listed as surplus property for the purpose of sale.
Mm-hmm. I will make that motion.
And I will second it, since it's just you and I.
Yep.
Discussion about it or anything you'd like to talk about, ask questions?
No, we can get as much as we can for them.
Yes, so that's what we would be looking to do, of course.
And I do assume that when we sell these, we sell them with basically no warranty implied, as is, mm-hmm. you get what you get.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because
right.
who knows.
Correct.
Limitation of liability.
Anything else?
No.
All right, so vote, all in favor?
Will I?
Robin, I. Off we go. Just briefly, Highway Department has been working just the two Jasons, Jason 1.0 and 2.0,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing okay.
They are doing okay.
We right. had a bit of a water emergency, evidently. I don't know how much you heard, but we don't know exactly what happened, but I stopped in the morning, as Tyson asked me to do. And Jason Lively said, well, everything's fine, except we have no water. What happened, he thinks, is that someone used the toilet in the highway garage, and it tends to run. We have a new one that hasn't been put in yet. So what it looks like happened is the pump ran for most of the weekend, and they came in, and the breaker had tripped. And then they tried resetting the breaker, and it tripped again, so we're thinking probably the motor burned out. So I notified, I was on my way down to, down towards Greenfield, so I notified Hillman, asked her whether she could call the plumber in Hartnett. And she did. He did not show up yesterday. I don't know whether they did today. So we're going to find out what the status
is. I talked to Jason about 2:30 this afternoon, and as of that point, the plumber had not shown up. He had talked to the plumber, or the office person in the morning, who's, I think, and who said they were extremely busy, they would get there as soon as they can within the next few days.
So if they're coming, are they going to set the toilet too while they're here?
That's what I asked them to do that.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get that over with?
As far as
I mean, if something burnt out, it could be electrical.
It could be, but it sounded, because what happened was we isolated it to the main switch panel. It's kind of crazy how the electricity is in there, but as you can imagine, there's something on the generator panel of all places that's somehow linked to the main panel that says water pumping. You reset that and it popped, but then I climbed up on top where all the pressure tank is and everything over the existing bathroom, and there's a switch right there in the pump. I turned that off, and they were able to reset the main breaker, so it's definitely coming from the pump. There's no question about it.
All right. Well, we'll see.
So probably what I'll do is haul the pump up and go in. Jason seems to know where the well is, so he's an encyclopedia of a lot of old knowledge, which is great. As I say in Ireland, I don't have the clue.
It's out behind the building,
right
up on the hill there.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing too is that Tyson had asked me to, if they're done grading inside of the salt shed, was to be as of Friday, that I'd call the paving person, I guess K&D or whatever, to come in and take care of it on Monday. Hillman had not finished it on Friday. I guess something else came up and he was working on it yesterday, and I'm not sure it's finished yet.
I think they are finished.
Okay, so you can call the paving people.
Yeah, I figured we'd talk, yeah, salt shed, yeah.
Which I can do tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's where we are. I don't know what Tyson is, I've just heard a few things. But.
Do you not have any idea what his plans are for return, or unknown still?
Well, I don't know his plans for return. I would guess
unknown
still. Might be the weekend.
Okay. The other thing too is all four of us work on Thursday. We're going to go to the construction convention, you know, the thing in Marlboro.
Okay.
So I will take the two guys on Thursdays.
Okay.
Tyson left us the tickets. It'd be nice for them to do it.
Okay.
So.
All right. Very good.
That's where we are.
All right. So we're going to hop down then while we wait for the 6 o'clock appointment. We'll get minutes done here. Get two sets of minutes. Okay, we'll start with the review of first set. So we're going to take a look at the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. And did Elisa, I think, was going to send her notes via email?
Yes. Do you want her to start, or do you want
sure. to Sure. Why doesn't Elisa start?
Okay. So, under the fire chief media report, second paragraph, second sentence that starts Nick stated. She would like it to read, Nick stated that the mechanic who fixed some oil leaks. And then at the end of that sentence, she switched it to repairs might mean other breakage and further necessary repairs.
Fine.
And then down fourth paragraph, Instead of saying some fire chiefs, she would like it to read several fire chiefs. And then, let's see, over on the third page, salt shed update. First sentence, approval has been obtained. Related to the new salt shed, she wondered about adding from chapter 90.
Yes, I put that too.
Okay. I think I meant to and didn't, but anyway. Then down on like the second motion that deals with Jason Boutwell, I left out the word wage, like increase Jason Boutwell's hourly wage too. And that was it.
Will?
I didn't have anything further.
I have the same one she does on that page. So can I have a motion then to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025 as amended?
So moved.
And I'll second it. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Thank you. And then we have the next one is the second set we have is the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes. And this was for, was that a Tuesday too? Wasn't that Monday?
Oh, heavens.
I just realized that now.
It's right before you left.
I got the date right.
Like Tuesday. Wait a minute. I wasn't here.
Okay, Monday.
I didn't catch that my first read, but I did when I'm reading it out loud. Okay, Monday, September 8th, 2025. Will, what you got?
Hold on just a second. I thought I had something.
Oh, yes, I see something. I left the L out of Gilbert.
Yes.
Yes.
Gilbert.
Yes, I have that. Yeah, Gilbert.
All due respect to Kim. I didn't have anything else.
Does Elisa?
No, she had nothing.
No, I just caught the Monday now. Okay, so can I have a motion, please, to accept the Town of Heath Select Board meeting minutes for Monday, September 8th, 2025, as amended?
So moved.
Second. I got too many things to do now. Second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Will, aye.
Robin, aye. Very good. Public comment. Anybody? Pats?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Hilma, Tim, Highway Department, whoever.
All of the above.
Recruited for the, finishing up the ball field. It's useful now. And that's wonderful. And then the other thing is we need to get Hilltown Youth to bring the bleachers out of the woods. You know, they're in the woods right now, one set.
Okay.
They should bring those out and get them back on the field.
Okay.
Makes sense.
That's it?
Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Anybody else? Public comment? Did Bob have something?
Quick, move on before he has a chance.
Bob? Do you have anything for public comment?
Nothing I'm allowed to say.
That covers all kinds of things.
All right, so we're going to go into other business. The first item. Mary's here. Hilma, both have info for us. So ATM 2025, Article 21. This was the zoning bylaw change that was on our ATM warrant this year, and there's an issue with it. You have a bunch of, I think that was in mail one?
Yes.
It's in your mail one, the letter from the Attorney General. And who wants to give a little synopsis? Which one of the two of you?
Sure, I can give a synopsis. So after the town meeting, you have to send the town approves the bylaw change, which we did by unanimous vote. You send all that information into the Attorney General's office and they approve it. So you have to document that you did all the steps, the town meeting was posted right, that the public hearing was held for the zoning bylaw wording changes, and then you send in copies of existing wording and new wording. So I did all that and submitted that to the Attorney General, like a month after town meeting, which is what's allowed, and then they had time to review it. And so we just received back from the Attorney General, their comment on our change, saying that, which I knew when we sent it, that we hadn't actually published it in the paper two times. We had thought we had, but there, we actually hadn't. So you're supposed to publish that a public hearing is coming two times. So they're, basically in their letter, they're laying out a procedure we can take to correct that publishing error by publishing it again, allowing like a 21-day period for people to comment, and then if no one comments, submitting all that documentation to the Attorney General's office, and then the Attorney General will pick up the review again. So basically they paused our 90-day review. They have 90 days to review it in, so they pause that 90 days, and we submit that we, if we decide to do this, we submit that we did all of the steps, and if there was no comment received, then the Attorney General will take that documentation and then begin the process again of finishing the review of the bylaw, and then give us the determination. So we kind of need to decide, I guess, if we want to publish the notice in the paper that the Attorney General has recommended, or is requiring, if not recommended, it's required to move forward, or not, I guess.
What are the cost implications?
Well,
because you're running an ad, so it's going to cost something, obviously, when you publish it in the paper.
You have to publish the whole thing word for word.
Yeah, and is it published, what, once a week for 3 weeks, or once?
No, we just have to publish it. My understanding is we only need to publish it once in the Greenfield Recorder, the local paper. So the Greenfield Recorder is our most local paper. And I sent the wording in just to get an estimated cost, and they estimated it would be $960 to publish the notice.
As you don't pay, they don't pay their staff.
So it just, so when I received that, I had let the planning board know, and I let Hilma know when the Attorney General's letter came in, what the steps were, and then I started just doing the research of what it would cost to publish it, and then I wanted to know what the planning board wanted to do, because it's not my, I'm a neutral party, right? I'm the one who does the submittal and verifies the documentation, but I have no skin in the game, per se. It's not,
right.
Like, it's not the bylaw I propose, it's from the planning board. So I believe the planning board has sent you, the select board, a letter stating their wishes, and I've just come tonight to hear how we want to proceed, so I know what I'm doing for my job, and answer any concerns the select board have.
So, they did, the planning board met, voted, so basically the planning board would like us to approve that to move forward with that technique. I mean, that's in essence what they'd like to have done. I see that there's some concerns about, well, so if we don't go that route, the only other option is to do the whole process again correctly,
mm-hmm,
at the next ATM.
Next ATM, yes. And mm-hmm, I did look, and if you publish it twice in the paper for the public hearing, I believe that cost is closer to $300 and some change to publish it, two public hearings in the paper. So that is a lower cost to go that way, but it also drags it out another 6 months to move it forward.
And then, are we concerned I guess one of the concerns is that we could be taking the steps of the paying the almost $1,000 for the review just to begin again by the Attorney General. And we don't even know if the actual article doesn't have any other issues. I mean, we could be paying $1,000 for then there to be another issue and it stop anyway. Is that what the concern is?
That's
is that
right.
What I'm hearing?
That's one of the concerns.
That's one of the concerns.
Okay.
Right.
Are there others?
Well,
where the money's coming from, I know.
Where the money's coming from.
That one I get. That one's always a concern.
And also, I believe it's a concern on the Attorney General's notice form 299.
299.
Which
yes.
is
299.
Okay,
second,
yeah.
It's actually the third page of your mail.
Yeah.
The note right before the signature. Even if someone doesn't file a claim during the appeal period, the 21-day appeal period after it gets published, that a person can make a claim about the validity or invalidity at any time in the future. So to me, it's like you're kind of saying, this is hanging over the town's head for eternity till it gets changed or revoted.
The validity that it wasn't published twice to begin with.
Yeah.
Back before 18.
That the legal process was not followed the first time. And so therefore a claim could be made. These are not valid changes.
Oh, even though we take the step that they offer as the solution.
Correct.
Or at least the solution to get the review to continue.
Correct.
That's all it's basically doing.
Correct.
If we take the posting in the 21 days,
right.
Then they'll allow the review to really start, because they haven't even started the review.
No.
We didn't get the review under our wings. We got.
And I just think...
So that no-no...
In today's world...
Right, so that no-no would be hanging over us...
Right.
On this...
And
until something else happened. Until there was another change down there.
Somebody involved
yeah,
locally
so.
Might easily pick up on that.
And really... what are your thoughts, Will?
Well, based on that, I would say it's probably better to just do the whole thing clean at town meeting. It's coming here.
Oh, seeing how you're on the planning board, were you there for this conversation?
I was.
I forgot all about that. I forget all of that.
We had one.
Well, take off your select board hat and put on your planning board hat. And...
I mean, I certainly didn't realize the part about the fact that you're still hanging out there, even though, and that would concern me.
So you have more understanding
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I have more understanding.
Yeah.
I think I would rather just have it go clean and bring it up next year at the ATM and just do it.
Okay.
Understand.
You know, I mean, another sort of concern, is that when, by the time this was prepared, like the article was prepared with all the changes, you know, town council also allowed us how they only had time to do a very hurried.
I remember that. Yeah.
Review.
I remember that. Yeah.
And that was a concern of theirs.
Right.
So.
I know there was concern about the language regarding ADUs, and that came out.
There. Yeah, there was, and that got thrown out. But this is just the.
What survived.
The streets and public
streets
ways.
And roads,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
there
yeah.
Were several
yeah, yeah.
Leading
yeah.
up to town meeting, there were several.
Right.
Right.
There was a lot of word changes that
yes.
had to happen, and
yes.
Is there any like fallout that you see by not doing this now? I mean, like.
Well. I mean, I don't know if it's fallout or not, in terms of say, any legal situation the town happened to be in, everybody would have to refer back to, let's say, the existing zoning.
The way things were.
Yes.
Right.
And, yeah, there is some lack of clarity to a certain degree, because it's, a lot of words were used interchangeably, whether it's road or street or way or all of that. So our attorney would have to, you know, make an argument that, of what the intention of the town was, but I would think they would be able to do that.
I'm also just reading the note from council. So I'm not, it's a little. And so right now, is there like a pressure to answer this right now?
I don't believe so. I mean, I tried to just read and see that, and just to me, the way I understand it is that until we decide to publish it and do the 21-day period, that our review is just on hold.
Right.
That's what
right.
it says. And
that's what I was understanding on
right.
this, yeah.
And it doesn't say that, like, you know, you have to do something within 90 days.
Right, it's suspended in accordance, signed copies of the once procedure are completed, and after the expiration of the 21-day period required by general law, please return copy.
Right, and then it shall resume.
And then it'll start.
On receipt of,
yeah.
the, of all
yeah.
the paperwork and the
so,
certification that we did it, the 90-day period would then resume.
Yeah. I appreciate being able to talk through this. I mean, I've read this a bunch of times, but sometimes it helps me to talk through it a little bit too, especially hearing from both of you. I appreciate that. So I would, and I think Elisa should, it would be nice if she were here too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, are you okay with like just putting this off, the
yes.
vote off till next time?
I would,
just putting this right back on other business at the next meeting. And if you don't mind, if you can give Elisa kind of like a little update from us so that she knows, and if she has any questions,
mm-hmm.
is she, can she reach out to you,
mm-hmm.
Mary, and just ask you directly?
Sure.
Yeah, that'd
sure.
be great. Because I think I know what I'm thinking, but I just need to, now that it's clear, a little clearer in my head, I understand
mm-hmm.
a little bit better. Is that all right?
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay with me.
Good, thank
That's
you.
That's fine, I just want to know how to
Perfect.
Proceed.
What the next step is.
What the next step is, if you want me to go ahead
okay.
and publish, and then if we are going to publish, I guess I do want to know how we're, what account we're paying that out.
Right. Is planning board meeting again about anything, or?
We're meeting in the next month.
Probably after.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious. Okay. All right. That's what we'll do. Bring it right on over to the next meeting. And use this as a reminder to make sure we're on top of anything we want to bring up at ATM as soon as possible.
Yes.
So, like ADUs?
Changes in zoning bylaws need to happen now.
Right. They should be.
Yeah.
Well, there's no set. You can get it done way ahead of time and then put it to bed.
Right.
Because you know how ATM gets. Before ATM gets, it gets crazy. All right. Very good. Thank you all. Salt shed update. Well, we just kind of talked about that. We already talked
yeah.
about it. We got the road. I mean, the inside the parking area. The set and ready for blacktop, and we're gonna, Will, you're gonna check in and see when they can get that
yes.
scheduled and show up.
I will call Katie tomorrow.
And there's nothing else, right, Emma?
No, no, no.
I haven't heard anything else, yeah. All right, and health insurance update. That's you, Hilma.
No.
That's you, Hilma.
Okay, so health insurance, I've had a couple of meetings, like back to back. Our present insurance had a meeting last Wednesday, and then an hour later, group insurance commission, as they're called, GIC, had a meeting for everybody that is in the current group but wants to know what the differences are. And there's going to be more meetings like next week that I'll participate in. I guess one of the big things to keep in mind is if there's really serious consideration of changing to a different health insurance group, to go with GIC, the decision has to be made and they have to be notified by December 1st.
Okay.
In order for it to be enacted the following July 1st. However, I would say at this point in time, we don't have enough information to make an intelligent decision.
Agreed.
And it's, you know, there are differences. Like the insurance that we have now through the Hampshire County Group is actually is really great coverage for the employees. Like for example, there are many, I'll just say situations or whatever, where the subscriber does not have to pay a copay. Or if there is a copay, it's very low. Prescription drugs, there's either no copay or again, it's very low. And there's everything under the sun is, I want to say, is covered by this insurance. They really cover a lot. You know, one of the things that they pointed out is that because it's like subscriber owned, it's like any changes have to be done by majority of the members, whereas something like GIC is more, it's company driven, so to speak. You're just told this is what it's going to be. You know, they did point out a few general differences like that. You know, GIC offers in health insurance through different companies like Harvard Pilgrim. I don't even remember. I mean, some of them kind of only apply to the eastern part of the state, like Tufts Insurance. You know, both, they did say, like, you need to check in and make sure, like, what are medical facilities and doctors and whatever in your area willing to accept. You know, whereas the Hampshire County one offers Blue Cross Blue Shield, which is all over the state, no problems sort of getting it accepted or getting coverage with it. So, there's at least one other meeting, Zoom meeting next week, and then I think, September 30th, there's an in-person meeting that's with Maya, and I think it's GIC, but it's a big, insurance information sharing meeting that I plan to go to. so. We'll just see, and, you know, I also think maybe, well, like October 1st, insurance companies will no longer be covering weight loss drugs. Okay, which will bring quite a bit of stability into the insurance field. And, you know, they all kind of say like that has really kind of upset the apple cart in terms of predictability, in terms of claims and things like that. So they're really hoping that maybe things will be more stable once those changes are put in effect.
Okay, so more to come.
More to come.
All right.
Yep.
We'll do good. General town building policy, I said we're gonna table that one. And then town coordinator transition plan update. You guys have been working along already, meeting?
We have been working along. We have been, yes, I guess chatting through emails. We're working on finalizing a list of interview questions and are hoping to be able to set up a Zoom meeting amongst ourselves, either the end of this week or very beginning of the next week, to just kind of finalize the questions, determine what everybody's availability is, and you know, what area or what time, dates and times like overlap for everybody's schedules, so that then I can start contacting applicants and setting up the actual interviews.
All right. Very good. Holy moly. Made it through the list.
Mail.
Actually, you want to go and get what you need to for...
Yeah.
Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You can have Bob entertain you. You want to get back?
Oh, no.
I answered to a higher power.
Okay.
Did you give him that? Don't open your mouth?
Well, somewhat. I just remind him to keep that bubble of positivity.
The bubble of positivity.
I use that word you believe.
It's very important because it's something that he has to work on.
Chew more gum.
We're getting pretty good at it, though.
Is he just shut his hearing aid down, and that's how you become better at it? Don't hear what you gotta. Don't hear the negativity or the things that agitate you. I told Elisa not to worry about coming tonight because it wasn't going to be that long of a meeting. We're going to be zipping through it. Well.
I think he needs pickleball.
Pickleball?
He does, but his hip, I don't think he's ready for pickleball.
Oh. Because that makes everything better.
Yeah, pickleball?
It does. You really ought to try it.
Clears the brain. I don't have any time to try it.
You have to make time to try pickleball.
Well, I like to, though, like, walk and hike and that, you know, I like to do that kind of stuff, so... When I have the time, that's what I do. Well, I do that every day, but if I eliminate those type of things, it's a little bit harder for me to, like, know I have to come at a certain time.
Oh, right.
Because sometimes my free hour is 12 to 1, or sometimes my free hour is 5 to 6, or...
Yeah, so that wouldn't work for you.
Right. So I forced them to put the elliptical in the living room, so now if I can do that, if it's later at night, so I can do that and I'm not bothering anybody. Except for the cats.
You walk in Greenfield like at lunchtime?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite places though to walk is at the cemetery there in Shelburne Arms.
Oh, yes, I walked there occasionally myself.
I love it there.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's relaxing. It's calming. Nice people that are walking there. Not the ones planted, the ones that are walking. Well, I'm sure there's ones that are planted that are nice too, but it's a beautiful cemetery.
It is.
It's
really
a beautiful,
nice.
Beautiful cemetery. I love it there. So that's my, it's in between on my way home, so I can pull in there. And something about that loop is, it's kind of nice.
It is nice. It really is nice.
You kind of get going. And then I, you know, get crazy and cross. Or go in a different direction, or I create a map, like a spool, you know, like back and forth, like a wheel. I don't know. I'm losing it sometimes.
It's nice to walk and sharpen itself sometimes.
Oh no, oh no, the bubble's hand is up.
Is Jonathan coming in at 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this going to be any kind of a finalization?
No, because there's no Elisa.
Okay.
We're going to start talking about it. This is our first time to talk about it with them, so it's the beginning.
Remember about positive
bubbles.
Yeah. I positively have something to say about that.
All right, mail. We can knock that out real quick, what we have. I mean, some of it we've done. So there's only one part of mail. And first one was the ATM letter, the 21, Article 21. We've already done that. The emails back and forth about that. We've got the August town nurse report from Claire for your information. You've got a four-year information and from KP Law on the changes in tax title foreclosure procedures. And then we have the updated extension of the open space and recreation.
Space.
Yeah, and recreation plan that was done, I don't know how many years ago now. A lot.
Five?
Yeah.
Five is around.
So quite a few.
Yeah. But they just, and it used to be good, the plan was good for, or valid for 7 years. And just this year, they decided that they would extend it to 10 years, but you had to put in a special request, which I did with FERCOG's help, and it was approved.
So that's in there just for you to look at, too. And that's all the mail, folks. That's it. So now, for this next meeting, Will,
yep.
You have, we had a... the application that was done, it's been a while ago now, July, that was turned in. And then there was a response that I made on our behalf. Just bringing people up to speed. And that was done at the end of July. And then we've been trying to get our acts together. We put off meeting because of the performances, the Hilltown performances that took up some time, and then we've just had some issues back and forth. And so now we have yet another issue with Elisa not here. It hasn't been good. Maybe it's a bad omen. I don't know. Here we are. So hopefully he and Laura will be here. What else do you want to talk about? We got 15 minutes. What else do you have? Anything we need to sign?
Yes. Some things to sign. And I don't know, do you want to, we had set up next Tuesday, August 23rd, for the meeting with the Mohawk administration about closing schools in future. I have emailed Cheryl a few times asking what time would be good for them, and I have not gotten a reply. I've copied Budge in.
Okay.
But anyway.
And then, I don't have it in front of me. Our next meeting after that isn't...
October 7th.
That's not the next week, right? It's two weeks after that?
No, because... September... The following Tuesday was September 30th, and that was out because Were a couple of you gonna be away? I think.
I'm not here.
I think it was maybe Elisa. As I'm here. So I'm just wondering if we should also plan to have a short select board meeting next week too.
Yep, that'd be fine with me.
I'm feeling like we should maybe, well, let's make it tentative, assuming Elisa can be here. We don't really know that right now.
Yeah.
If she can, if things are in a place where she can, then I think we should try to sneak one in instead of waiting 1, 2, 3 weeks.
Okay.
And we could have like the follow-up of tonight's conversation and maybe try to knock out that vote on the Article 21.
Yeah.
And that's it. We don't have to do the building use policy, that can still ride out till that next meeting, but at least some of the things that we have to do.
Okay.
Do we have a couple, we had a couple things we have to vote tonight too, don't we? Where's my note that I sent everybody to remind myself what was happening?
So next week it would be on Tuesday at 5 p.m.
Well, yes, depending on when the school folks want to meet with us, we're gonna have to wait and see.
It may not be 5 p.m.
Okay.
Because they're meeting with the Colerain Select Board first.
Oh.
They, as far as I know, they start their meetings at 4:30. So the Mohawk people may not get up here till 6:30.
I remember what we.
So time to be announced.
Yes.
To be determined.
I know.
Thank
we
you.
To add the clinical co-responder.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
Vote because we've already. The clinical co-responder that is through the grant that John talked about, he said we'd have the actual agreement that we had to sign that Ashfield oversees it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have that in front of me, but will you know, give a motion
to approve the agreement between the town, well, it's an agreement between the regional partners, which are Ashfield, Colerain, Conway, Goshen, Heath, Plainfield Row, and Williamsburg, for a clinical co-responder.
I'm gonna move that.
I will make that motion.
And I'll second it. Further discussing is, like I said, Chief John brought this up last time. We knew it's the same as it's been. This is for the clinician who can ride with, who can respond, and this is to try to, this is like a anti-jail step to try to keep people out of the system,
de-escalate situations,
deal with issues before they get to a point where they end up further into the system. So it's worked. So all in favor?
Will I?
Rob and I.
Okay.
I know we needed to do that. Sorry, I should write that up earlier.
Do you want to go ahead and sign?
Yeah, we can sign. I guess we have 10 minutes. Is Jonathan here? Do you know?
I have no idea.
You
see? There. That's for the big one.
That I have to sign.
This is for getting another extension on the roof in this branch.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one is a co-responder.
It's about wrong. Oh my lord.
And then these are
Tim, time off? No.
Tim, time off. Oh, he has to Well, actually, Thursday, he's doing a shift at Colrain Ambulance to fill in for Joanne. And then next week, or over the weekend, he and Eileen are going down to visit his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Alright, what else? What else would you like to discuss on this fine day? Anybody? 8 minutes. Pat, yes!
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the open space plan.
Yeah.
So that's like a 200-page document, is it?
Oh, open space and recreation plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is, yeah.
Is that so?
And then there's a synopsis of it.
Would you like to read it?
I will be reading it someday. Yeah, because it matters to Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Yeah. So this section 9, will that replace a section in that document, or is it the one that increases it to 10 years?
Oh, no, that's the only difference. Everything else, like all the goals and all that stuff, all stay the same. And a municipality could have changed goals and all that stuff, but then it was a longer process to get the extension. And so the person at FERCOG kind of said, you know, if everything looks pretty much you're doing the same thing, just put in the request for the extension to 10 years.
Okay, so in order to get our park grant, we have to break up the center with the community hall and the court into two parts. Has Mike mentioned that or talked to you about it at all?
Steve has.
Oh, Steve has?
Well, for different reasons, but...
But yeah, there was a conversation started about it, yeah.
And Steve...
Actually, that thing, because the regulations about trees is different in parks than it is in general town property.
Okay, so does...
So the select board basically needs to lay out what it wants for town parks and vote to designate them as town parks.
Could part of this area be designated a town park? Like, could the building area in some distance and then that as a park down there?
Well, the easy answer is yes, it could be, but the caveat is it would be very prudent to look at what kind of restrictions govern designated parkland, even municipal parkland, because there are restrictions, you know, like there are some things you can't do in a designated park. So it's kind of like looking at, okay, if it's a park, then maybe we'll qualify for a grant opportunity, but does that outweigh the restrictions?
Yeah, that makes good sense. And the reason I asked is that the PARC, those grants, would not apply here, because that's what Mike said at the last meeting. But there are other grants that would apply here, so, you know, maybe it's a non... That's a good point. We don't need more restriction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So is Steve driving that issue, or is about separating, or... How is Steve involved? Because he's the tree warden. Does he have a recommendation? Is he talking to Mike, do you know? Mike Fitzgerald?
I don't know that there's been, I don't know that there's any continuation of it right now, to be honest.
No, other than.
Because nobody has said anything to me.
His request was that the select board leg out what is officially town park in the center of town.
Okay.
So we need to do that.
Okay. So we'll, Parks and Rec will have to do something at town meeting, but I don't know enough about it yet. Mike's gonna fill me in.
About what?
What we have to present at town meeting regarding the grant. It's okay, Hilma, I just got an email today, so maybe this is muddled, so, you know.
That's fine.
Okay.
We'll wait to hear more.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or I'll quiz you later, maybe.
Okay, then I better seek some answers before then.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just.
So, as we're waiting for them to come in, I saw Laura, so I know they're at least here, or at least Laura is, I'm assuming John is probably on the other end, but, I think a good starting point would kind of be to review the response that we had from the 29th. That we presented to their proposal. And just as a reminder, so they're looking for the two rooms. And our response back was we were in agreement with the $500 per room per month, so $1,000 per month for the two rooms, 122 and 126. We were in agreement with the monthly rental plan, the block use, or whatever, you know, the block that we're, is that what it's called, block?
Yes.
Yeah.
Block rental.
The block rental for the continuation of use of the cafeteria and the gym. We're not going to include the atrium space as being available for rental other than the time that is required for the preparation right before their performances. 2 weeks, is that what they do or something like that? 10 days or something, whatever
yeah.
it is. No and more.
It's the winter performance.
Just the winter performance, that's all they use it for? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've used 2 weeks in the past as the guide or something like that, in talking about it.
Okay.
Nothing written, but we can find it.
Mm.
We had put out $50 a month for the equipment closet, and we'd thrown out $100 per month to discuss for the use of outdoor space, but we need to continue conversing about that. I think after that, we talked about, after we did our walk around and stuff, we talked about like the storage.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi,
how you?
Good. Laura and I are out in law school space when we need us.
You can come in now. We're ready. We have a very abbreviated meeting because there's only two of us.
Okay. I'll go grab her.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Is the square footage listed as far as the $50 on the storage space?
Is the what?
Is there square footage? Is there any kind of a limitation? Square footage?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's by square
it's
foot or by
square
location.
Footage. It's behind the green line.
Behind the line. I know that.
Okay.
There is square footage someplace listed, I just don't remember.
Yeah, there
what it
is.
Because you see.
There will be. It'll be specific.
You've seen that room, right?
Yeah, probably not the past 2 weeks, but.
So we want to try to. We want to make space for you to. You going to come up here? How do you
yes.
want to do it? Huh?
I'll put this next to my friend here and then.
Beautiful.
And You know what that's for, right?
Okay, right?
Yes.
All right. Hi.
Hey.
Thank you for coming. As you can see, unfortunately, there's only two of us right now. We were hoping for three. We don't have vote written down for tonight, but we were hoping to at least start a conversation since we haven't had the opportunity to since you guys turned in the submission and then
we
you
guys were gonna vote on anything, but we can talk about everything and
yes.
then you guys can
yeah.
relay and
yeah.
you can either there's a follow up that
well yeah
I
then
have.
We'll have a quick quick follow up and hopefully. Well I'd like to
or do it by email if it's depending on what the
So thank you for, we haven't even had a chance to say thank you for the proposal. We haven't really talked about it. I mean, you know, as a group, so. But thank you for the proposal. And I responded back on behalf of the board.
We read that. We read that today, the two of us prepping for this.
Reminded
we read
yourself.
That. So you guys did actually thank us for the proposal.
Yeah,
very,
yeah,
and it was a nice email.
Yeah. Thank you. So I was hoping we could maybe just go over those bullet points. That's like a good start point, at least, I think, because it's specific. And obviously, your proposal, I mean, you did everything you were asked in the RFP. You responded to providing all the information in the letters. You do a great proposal. You guys know that. You know that. Jonathan knows that. And
but
the
I put
letters,
as much time into that. That wasn't cookie cutter. Like I put as much time into that as
I
would have, like a grant for
I know.
There are no more grants for the federal government anymore, but for like a large Kellogg grant, or Ford grant.
And the recommendations were really good. Nice recommendations. Great people. It's good. Beautiful. It was a really nice proposal. So. Okay. So I think the easy one we can all agree on is I think we're on the same page that you're looking to, unless you've changed your mind since.
Nothing's
two
changed.
Rooms, room 122 and 126, $500 per room per month, total of $1,000 a month. Mm-hmm. We can check that one off.
Yes.
We're all in
the big ticket. That's why we felt comfortable. You wanted to meet, it just was when the meeting fell, but you wanted to meet during like our production week, right, Tech? And I would have done whatever
that's
I had to do if we had, if we were in the same boat we were have been, in past years. But since I knew that the big ticket item was, I'd already talked to Hilma, like there was no issue about that. I figured we could, we all figured we could wait until now. So yes, we're on the same page. And nothing has changed on our end.
And are you still, so, and then we were talking about, the next one was the use of the cafeteria and the gym. That's the block rental, because that's what we've been doing for the last handful of months, and it seems to work for you.
We've done it in the past.
Are you still good with that? Has that, your philosophy on that changed at all?
Go ahead, I mean.
I'm okay with it. If you wanted to add to.
Yeah, the overall block.
The block for the summer. Okay. All right.
And
then yes, I'm good with it. For the cafeteria.
So if you want to use the cafeteria,
in other words, and it's what we've done in the past when we didn't have. I mean,
yeah,
we didn't
even
know if we had the building at the time, right? That was all up
for
grabs.
So
we haven't stopped performing, right? Like working and performing here since even through COVID. There was only one thing that was turned down. In 2020, we tried to run a winter. We wanted to use it as a warming station. But we were able to do other stuff. And so for three summers, we did the block system. So we're familiar with it.
And that's what just has been happening. And you get a bill and you write a check.
Yep.
And it's been going
just, that's just for the cafeteria and gym, correct? And everybody that uses the space does that and pays for it?
The same, everybody has the same rules. Unless they're, the select board's not paying for the use of the space right now, obviously. But there are, on the website, there's a block rental rules or regular, I don't know what you call it.
Well, there's policy.
Yeah, a policy.
Policy for, if I wanted to rent it for my kid's birthday party, there's an application and, I'd have to specify the time and.
There's a nonprofit rate, I think we get. Or is it just did they get rid of that? Is it one rate for everybody now? Because there was a nonprofit rate for a while, and there were different, tiers.
I don't think A couple of years ago, they rearranged. They rearranged the fee structure.
Okay, so it might be that it's the same for everybody, but I'm fine with what the fee structure is. The only thing I want to make sure, and you guys might have to check with Lyra on this, or maybe don't, is that there's a discount for Heath residents, and I want to make sure that we get that. I think it's a certain, like, 15 or 20% or something. And I don't know if that was built into, like, if she did that when she did the math. And I'm okay, I don't need to go backwards, but going forwards, I want us to get that same rate. But otherwise, we're comfortable with the block thing.
Yeah, okay. The next bullet that we threw out, which was new, is that we decided not to include the atrium as a rental space full-time for folks, or with or the block. Not that we're gonna include as part of this lease, other than the time you need to get ready for your performances, which we know you need.
Yeah, that's not, it's honestly
and that's not
any different.
An
and
right.
I don't think we're ever charged for it, because you can't rent that, because people, you know, we've tried
to use the space.
Need to be able to sit there and stuff
right.
like that. So it's...
So, you know, what's that, like 2 weeks before your performance or when? I think it's in the past we've used 2 weeks as like a talking
That'll point. Work, but what I'd like to do with it is there's nobody there but us on Friday afternoons. There just isn't anybody else in the building. There's no worker people. Occasionally, John will come in later in the evening on, Chief McDonough will come in later in the evening when we're leaving. But after school, like our drama club runs Wednesdays and Fridays and every other Saturday. And Wednesdays and Fridays, we go 3:30 to 6. And on Friday, there's nobody else in the building, and I would like to use it only because the sound in the gym is really harsh. So that what we've often done is we've used the gym on Wednesdays and when there's more people, and our office space is plenty for somebody to run lines. But we've used the all school space on that Friday afternoon.
Okay. So I just want to be clear that the atrium is the all school space, because sometimes we do, like with the after school stuff, as we're working towards the play, since we perform there, they need to rehearse there.
That's what I was just saying. So we've done for the production stuff, it's usually been 1 week, but 2 weeks would be grand. But like what we generally do is towards, like when we're a week out, even and maybe even 2 weeks out, like if we have a mat out there, we have a prop, we'll make sure that it's like that there's unobstructed access to the senior center. There's nothing left in the middle of the room. The furniture is put back, all that kind of stuff. And then the week of the production week, we still try to make the senior center unobstructed, but that's when we start putting furniture away and things like that.
This is the winter performance?
Yeah, this is only the winter
that's
performance.
What you were
we
doing
don't use it. We don't use it in the summers. I mean, we use it, the people that you, the way it was used in the summers, and I've been more sensitive to it than you have. Like, kids were once making friendship bracelets there. I was freaking out. You were like, John, I like seeing the youth there and stuff. And then we did have an incident this summer, which isn't bad, the first time in 4 years. Like, there was some buddy running or something like that. But generally in the summers, it's just been for quiet, like whatever, and parents sometimes sit there and work on their laptops while they're waiting for a kid, you know, like if they don't want to come all the way up the mountain and then come double back to get them for a dentist appointment. But we don't use it in the summer.
All right. And I'm just zipping through these, and you can holler out whenever you want.
And that's not 100% sure. We've had guest artists that have used that have done a singing exercise, like had a choral thing in the all school space. But that's like once a week. It's not a regular space. Like when we gather in the morning under the tent, nobody goes to the all school space. They go to the fabrics. They go to the trapeze. They go to the art room. It's not a space that we use. We don't even really use the cafeteria anymore, but I don't want to let it go because in case there's storms or weather, right? It's one of the few spaces that we can put a group of people in there to do something active. Yeah.
Understand. Okay. The next bullet was the equipment closet. We said $50 a month.
I'm okay with that.
And
we're okay with that.
The outdoor space, we put $100 a month, and that just needed a discussion, I think, at some point in time too.
We're not as okay with that.
You're okay with that?
We're not as okay with that one.
You're not as okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that we'll have to discuss. Are you thinking that you don't want to pay anything for the outdoor space? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, the thing is, we've never seen anybody else use the outdoor space. And we also feel a little bit that this year, and we have the numbers, we had 16 kids from Heath. It's a free program. We had, I think, 8 or 9 young people from Heath that we paid stipends.
Let me break it down. 16 youth from Heath, we collected $1,500 in voluntary tuition from those families. We provided $16,000 of free services to those specific campers. For a comparable 4-week experience at DASEC, they would pay the equivalent of $4,000. So that's a program. That program would collect $64,000 from that number of families, and they collect close to it. We've had kids that have gone to those that program because they have very limited financial assistance. We had an additional 54 kids. The remaining 54 campers were from 38 were from Shelburne Falls. 10 were from Greenfield. It was from Shelburne Falls, Charlemont, Coleraine, Ashfield, and Rowe. Shelburne Falls includes Buckland, Shelburne. 10 were from Greenfield, Leiden, Irving, and Turner's, and the other 6 were from exotic faraway places like Vermont, Southampton, and Holyoke. We collected approximately $4,000 in voluntary tuition from that entire 54, which means we provided approximately $15,000 in free services at a market value of $216,000. And DASEC, some camps in DASEC, my kids went to camps like that, collect that kind of money. We paid $11,000 to Heath students for our youth corps program and tuition, like in terms of money that we paid them for summer jobs and employment. And the total numbers on that were we paid our 4 co-directors, ages 18 to 21, one of them was a Heath resident, $20,000, another $15,000 to student faculty. Those are seniors in high school and kids that are back in their freshman or sophomore year of college. All of those kids were local. One was from Irving, the rest were all from Shelburne Falls or Greenfield. One was from Greenfield, the rest were from Shelburne Falls. And then we paid $32,000 to our trapeze crew. $24,000 of that were to 5 people who were alums of the program, 4 who were alums of the program and with us for 14, 13, young people that were with us for 14, 13, and 12, and 10 years, respectively. And we paid an additional $16,000 to local artists who worked with us this summer. $2,000 of that was to Ty and Amy. They're from
Situate.
So I guess $16,000 in Massachusetts and $2,000 to Ty and Amy, but they did live up here for a month last summer and the summer before. We rented them a place in Charlemont, but that's the breakdown of the numbers this summer.
So 54 kids?
It was pushing close to 70 by the end, including the student faculty, including like the youth corps and the kids working for us, but they're in the shows. But there was, of the close to 70, there were 16 from Heath.
Yeah, I got that. Okay. All right, so I'm gonna go back to
and
my
the 70,
question.
The 70 includes the faculty.
So?
Yeah.
The answer to my question.
So the short answer is we don't wanna, Laura doesn't feel like we should pay anything.
Right, okay.
I feel like I'd be willing to pay $100 for like those months, July and August, like in addition to block. I don't know if the block is just for the indoor space. So I'd be willing to give another $100 in July and August for those 2 months because we don't use the outdoor space any other times of year.
All right, and as I said, nobody else is using it. I mean, you have people that come in and walk or ride their bikes, but nobody's like on those fields. And if we were a business, I would be like, absolutely. But we're a nonprofit providing a lot of free services to the community. So that's my
We're also a nonprofit.
Well, you're a government entity. So I wouldn't call that a nonprofit.
But all the more reason, nobody, I mean, one for all and all for one, we're all trying to, like, row in the same direction, Will, and trying to create good experiences for our youth in the town. We're trying to create good experiences for adults. The pickleball stuff, I don't know if they pay for, I don't think they actually pay the pickleball people because it's through Parks and Recs, which seems, so I'm just, I mean, I think everybody, nobody thinks the town, I don't think you're covering, even when we were paying twice as much for rent, even when we were paying above market value, I don't think anybody felt the town, I certainly didn't, and I don't talk to my team about it, but nobody felt like the town was getting rich off of that money. You know, like, oh my God, you know what I mean? Like, obviously I felt like you guys were overcharging, we had those conversations, but I never said, and I've often said when we have, one of the things that made it palpable at different times is, I don't think you'll find anybody more passionate about this facility, about this community, about the work they do as I am. And so I felt okay about it because even when we, I win even when I lose in that dynamic, right? Because it's going to, there was a time when there was a lot of division, to be candid about it, about this building being used as a transition during COVID and everything. And I feel really awesome about what's happening here. And I know that you guys are using every dime you can to make all of those things possible. Like, don't think I don't get that for a second. And I think Robin has heard me, maybe I haven't expressed it to the board enough or when we're here, but I have said that to you many times, mm-hmm. and to Hilma.
All right, so those were the bullet points I sent out.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for my our notes and I can't.
Did you have anything, this is what I call like the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, I did. I had a few, but let me.
I do have one more that came up in a conversation before. That storage trailer out there, do you have a plan for it? Is it staying there? We know that it has a lot of stuff that's reusable.
We just cleared it out. See it. It's empty. Yeah, we just cleared it out.
Right.
It was like unbelievably clear. And one of the catalysts for it was because we were giving up that classroom, right? So I have the person who leveled my porch, the uncle of one of our ensemble members is going to raise it for us in the back so that it's level. Arlie has threatened to build shelves in it so that he can put like trapeze poles and static rig stuff underneath it. But even if he doesn't do that, we're gonna put some metal stuff in there, but we're gonna use it. It'll help us in terms of with the storage from the classroom stuff. And I have photographs of it if you want to see, just because I was sending them to Laura because I had a team working on it. Yeah, no, it's impressive.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, that was just something that popped up from our walk around.
Yeah.
And I think this is just like a total different size. I haven't walked around outside. Everything's been picked up, I think, hasn't it?
I got the tires. That's not our hose. I meant to text you and Tim.
That's not your hose.
No.
Mm-hmm. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, that's why I left it. Otherwise, I would have taken it. Either I would have taken it as trash, or I would have taken it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Go to your list now. If you have more bullet points, the nuts and bolts that we need to.
Well,
at least
it was also not that this is trash, but it was asked if you guys can bring the sports bleachers back out of the woods.
They are. They're next to the trapeze, which is where they were all year in the summer. Both. There's nothing left in that. I've walked there, and they're both by the trapeze. For the performances, we took them out, but not last year, but 2 years ago. For the years up until this year, we put them in front of the trapeze. But those two bleachers, they're back where they were, where they've been for the last 3 or 4 summers. I promise you that we can go walk down there now. But I double checked.
No, I won't go and walk down there now.
They're not where they were for the performances. They're back.
Okay. And Pat, you're saying there's some in the woods.
Yeah, the one set of bleachers I thought was still in the woods.
No, they're not there, Pat. I double checked that. They're both by the trapeze. They're both out on the field.
Well, let's just make sure they are. You can follow up on that. Just make sure they are. If they're not,
that's great.
Actually, I kind of do remember the kids removing them.
Well, no, I came the other day and walked it because I came for the first time, and I just came by to come by and check the mail, and I walked, and I had my dog with me, and I took them for a walk, and I went down, and I double-checked. Like, I hadn't seen the woods because I wasn't here at the end of the, I'd returned some lighting. So I went and I walked into the woods to just double check that everything was taken out. And I went down to the trapeze and they were both there.
What do you got?
That was about 10 days ago, Pat, in case you might have been, I don't know when you saw it. Shoot, I can't find this, these notes, but what I remember, the gist of it is, and it might be fine to just outline it, is that I wanted to, that the things that were in the item A list from our past lease, many of which you guys carried over, I just wanted to make sure that we had permission to build a fire pit, which Nick signed off on, and to have a tent night, which we haven't done yet. We did it, what, the time that we did it, we decided to do it at Berkshire East. And the wall, the walls outside, the same, the wall, this one, which by the way, the ones, pictures that are coming down, don't have the $50 sticky stuff on the back of them that Larry, I have three rolls of that stuff now, but that wall and the wall outside of Laura's room and my room, those things, those like, those items that when we were doing the lease originally way back when, like the first one.
Yeah, the photo wall.
Yeah, like the, there was a list of stuff that we got to a place where we were okay, and that was much more complicated. Remember, there was a host community, HCA involved in it. So once we got through, there was a lot of stuff, and we, and you guys had never, it was the first time you were doing something like this in this space. And so once we got, it was pretty exhausting. I mean, but not in a bad way, there just was a lot of ground to cover. Once we got all that stuff hashed out, you said all this other stuff, Hilma, Jonathan, sit down, go through it all, come up with a proposal. If Hilma has any questions, if there's anything she can't sign off on, she'll bring it back to the board. And we made it, you called it like exit, item A or something like that.
I think it was attachment A.
It's
a,
yeah.
Another one of those.
Right. Yeah. So I just want to make sure that those things, some of them aren't relevant anymore.
Some, right.
But just the things that were relevant, I don't remember all of them, but there was a, there was about five or six. One of them was the fire pit, the tent day, the, that, those kind
what
of
what is tent day?
Oh, that was like
remember.
Having a, oh, it was having a overnight, like during the camp.
Oh,
like having
tenting,
a,
like oh,
tenting,
oh,
like having
okay,
kids
okay.
being able to stay, and that
right.
would obviously be on a weekend.
I just didn't
it wouldn't
remember.
Be on a weekday.
I do remember that conversation.
Yeah. So those things. And if we're not signing anything tonight, we can dig that out and review it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
I was gonna
go,
say
just go through it, right?
So
like
can
it,
you so that this is easy.
I'll do it. I'll do the legwork. I'll find the original. I'll
well,
go back to the lease, and then I'll take, cut and paste the ones that are relevant and send them to you
right.
guys.
So, and if you can kind of respond to the bullet points, because that would be nice if you could respond to the
in
bullet
writing.
Points
okay.
in writing, add the things you want, and then
okay.
we can get that to Elisa.
Okay.
You know, so that's...
Yes. So,
so
the things we agreed
not
on, right.
confusion in
so the things we signed off on tonight, put those,
yeah,
like, check, like,
about,
yeah, like, read
yeah.
that. And then say,
I mean, we're agreed on everything
except for the 100,
the outdoors.
And I'm going to say,
conversation.
And I'll just put what we proposed.
Yep.
And that the board said that they would have, you know, find some time to deliberate about
right.
that.
Right. Okay. All right, that's kind of the nuts and bolts. That would be good if you could do that.
Yeah, that's on there. I'll just put that on there. So she was saying, like, the stuff, the work that we do in the woods isn't on the town property, so we're working with other people on it, but we need a right, you know, permission to walk through, you know, to go to that space.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
that stuff, yeah. And I might show it. I might run it by you first just to make sure that it, like, the, so that we don't have to pass it back twice, like, if you catch. I mean, why not? Because you might catch something that I don't. Okay. Because
I think with every subsequent year, we added, like, another attachment. So you better check them
yeah.
all.
I'm gonna check it. Then I'm
but a lot
it,
of them, I think
I'm
you can cross off because
right.
it's done.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna give it to Hilma. If she, that's what she remembers, she'll pass it on to the board. If she has some things that are like, wait a second, what about this, this, and this? Then I'll make sure I address that
right.
before I send it to you guys or put it to her to send it to you guys.
Okay. And I think our job is to work on the actual lease document. We need to do that, like the nuts and bolts of the document itself, not the pieces and parts that are specific to you, but that are the lease that we would use for anyone from this point forward. So there's some,
right.
some form that we're using that is appropriate, that then you can put the attachments to make it specific to an individual or a group. So we need to do that. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't think we're there yet with what we have. And then that, once we get that finalized, we can get that that can be reviewed. Obviously, you're going to want to review that too. From another part of our conversation was like the, in general, how are leases going to work moving forward, just in general for the town? How's this process going to work? Because the hope is that at some point, maybe people will choose to lease other spaces and other buildings, and that's a conversation that the select board has started but not completed, and we need to get it complete because it is part of this conversation as well. We're not sure what that looks like in the fact of how, you know, who is the person on behalf of the town that will kind of oversee leases. We don't know moving forward that that is going to be the town coordinator. And it more than likely will not for a period of time, and maybe for now, forever, I don't know. I think that a good conversation, you know, is that the select board has to have is that a member of the select board? Is it another individual that's involved in the building? I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I know that that's a conversation that Alisa wants to take part of. We've talked about that before. She was active in those communications. So I don't feel like I want to finalize that conversation without her. But I wanted to put it out there because I want you to be thinking about it. Well, I just don't see that going down the road that the new town coordinator that's going to be in place during this during the next year, that person, they may, but we don't know that they're going to have enough time, knowledge, energy to take over that plus everything else that needs to be done when
this
it comes to leases.
This is just you telling us who our
your
contact is, right?
Correct.
So we're not,
you don't have to do anything.
You're just focused on these stuff.
Yes,
this is, yeah,
yes.
Gotcha.
And this is a conversation so
we're
that...
We're re-evaluating the whole process.
No, I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
So that...
But I don't need to worry. This is
nope.
The pay grade, right?
At the end of the day, you're going to know who's
okay.
Who you deal with.
Great.
But
the long-term thing will also help in terms of us not having to deal as much, right? Like, because sometimes by the time you get one done, we're going into like the next. So it'll be nice to have. I mean, I hope I'm up for anything 3 years or more. You know, like 3 sounds like a great way to start. I would do 5, but I would, maybe you guys wanted to wait and do some, you know, like see how it goes first before committing to something like that.
Correct.
That's what I would do if I were in your shoes. So anyway, but you just, it's only because in the feedback you gave us, you said that our willingness to do that was a plus.
Yeah. The only piece of the conversation about, and it's not necessarily who the person is, but just that there will be most likely a different person that is the communication point, is figuring out how we make sure that we have a nice, smooth communication going on, right? Those are conversations we've had in the past. How we best make sure that if there are issues, we communicate them on either side correctly and figure out how we bring them to a conclusion to try to lessen them,
right?
Or when they do arise, because they always arise, there's always issues. And I'm not saying just with this, I'm just saying there's always issues. How we get to a good final spot and take care of the issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
With the least amount of communication, which is pretty much what happened with the whole the running incident that you brought up. That was like a good example.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the communication, we get it taken care of, there's a quick action, and then it's taken care of, there's not an issue. I want to make sure with this lease and every other lease that we take on, that we have good, clear communication so that issues that come up are taken care of quickly and do not create disruption for the people working here or the people leasing the building. That's really important to me moving forward.
We've worked out.
Really important.
We've worked out some of the kinks, but I'll just say on my end, like some of the stuff that I had, that we, so it wasn't just me, but some of the stuff that, and I make it, but my voice is the most important in this one, like some of the ones that we felt the most testy about, right? You just, like, no matter how this conversation, you know, no matter where, when we land with said document, we have cut our rent in half. So if you don't think that's going to change a lot of the attitude around some of those conflicts, because they would come up like the month, but like it's just, it's a different, I feel like we're closer to what, I mean, clearly it's closer to market, but also closer to what other folks are. I don't want, I mean, if you, I mean, I know this is a, would sound like crazy to some people, but it won't to the three of you and to some people here. If you offered us free rent, I wouldn't take that, right? I wouldn't, you know, I've explained why I wouldn't do that. And so I feel like it's a much more reasonable rent, and it's more in keeping with the nonprofit and the municipal stuff. And it's gonna make, I can just tell you, it's gonna make some of those sticky wickets less sticky.
Does it make it easier so that the payments will come in on a monthly basis, so we don't have to get into that?
Not 90, I was going $30,000 a year, 90,000 over 3 years. You think, like, I mean, have you had a late payment since the beginning of the summer?
No. So everybody who's questioning, everything's been paid.
No,
I
that's because,
that.
because
the communication
it has been the,
and
it
have,
ha, yeah,
the payments have come in.
It's been the largest line
even
item.
Even the block ones, which one of them was a good size. So.
Yeah, it's been because I have room to breathe. I mean, it's been the largest line item in
and
my budget.
And those are the things that I think are a piece that's important to us, so that we, like I said, so this can, assuming it can come to some completion that works, that we sign a lease, that it can work as smoothly as possible without ruffling feathers, and making sure that everybody can use the building the way it needs to be used or they want to use it. And the more we get straight in the open communication and we put into this document, then the easier it is. We've got a document, we refer to it, we make sure the terms are being held up, and then there's no issues, we keep going along. And we do that for anyone the same, regardless of who they are when we're leasing, you know, that we have something that we can work. And it's, because Hilma's not gonna be here, so it's gonna be somebody new. And so there has to be something in place with an entity that's responsible, so that we don't have challenges come January.
This summer, when we were in flux because you guys were still figuring out the license lease stuff, and you were, I felt really generous in terms of what you charged us this summer, but I paid ahead, like I paid $1,500. If I was gonna pay this summer, like coming, going into summer 2026, if I wanted to just have the rent taken care of for the summer, I would give you $3,000. And I would still be able to, like, work, like, have all those numbers. I was, like, that would not broadside those numbers. If I tried to do that for the first 2 years we were doing this, it would have been $7,500 I would have to, which is a huge amount of money from our, you know, summer gig. So it's just, it's a whole different paradigm for us. We weren't not paying it because the traffic, you know, like I didn't want to deal with the traffic on the parkway from my house to here, right? It wasn't, that's not why those times when we always paid, and Hilma was unbelievably, because I think she knew that, but also was just as kind as she could be under the circumstances, but there was one reason why it was, you know, tough. And we go. You know, it's feast or famine, right? We have times when we have grants coming in, and then towards the end of the year they dry up, and the amount that it is now doesn't scare me. And that's why even at this amount, it was tempting to hold on to three. But I didn't want it to go precision spending, like as lean as we could.
What you got, Will?
Is the other room?
Couch
data.
A little
bit.
One quarter.
But I don't have anything specific. Except we brought up our prompt payment of rent. Just everyone on the same page.
Right.
As far as schools, as far as.
Are you guys chatting too?
Stuff.
I got two conversations. What happened?
That's great. We were just talking about the other space. Yeah, that's awesome.
Laura just asked if the other room was rented, and they said, well, one corner of it is, and then, at least for right now, the rest of the room is going to be ping pong.
I think that's a great thing to use it, like a multi-space, you know, like for
multi-space.
Oh, yeah,
no, it's good because it's helping the person who needs space to work out of it.
Yeah.
Is able to pay for it. Yeah.
And then
if somebody else
it's
needs
a great,
space.
I don't know if it's seniors
yeah.
or if it's the...
Yeah.
If once you get, you age out, or once your career is over in pickleball, if you go to ping pong or something.
Go to ping pong.
You know, like.
You never age out of pickleball.
I think it's when you're waiting for your turn to play pickleball, you can go to
play ping pong. That's the idea.
Oh my God.
It's a warm up.
So you asked if you could say something. Wait a second, because this is their time.
Oh,
so I have to ask if they're okay with Pat asking or saying something.
I'm okay with Pat saying that.
I don't want to just take over
someone's
spot.
I understand.
In
that.
All fairness.
I understand that. I just wanted to say that Parks and Rec has wanted to start a pickup softball in that field. And not because of you, but the backstop and the soccer frame, but that viney thing were problems as far as doing that. So that's taken care of now. To your remark that if nobody uses it.
Well, it hasn't been yet.
Right. So there's been limitations to the use. But hopefully that will, Parks and Rec is taking making an active effort to get some things going.
Awesome. And we don't, that's an area that we don't use that anyway, that area of the field.
Very much, although
well,
we did help you out.
That thing was in the way.
Yes.
Whatever that thing was.
She's talking about the installation that Larry made.
Was
behind second base.
That won't be happening again.
Well, I think that, you know, I guess that there's always going to be the need for continued conversation as things change, right?
That wasn't a conversation. I screwed up on that one. I just said I would get something done and just didn't do it.
No, but I'm saying that it can happen again. Something can come up.
I'm okay with that.
That you screwed up?
No, it being on record. No, I mean, it should have been done 2 years ago. It was done this year. But it wasn't like, it was 2 years ago that Hilma asked us. It was there for two.
Oh, remove
it? And then we recycled it, like we used it. But she asked me 2 summers ago to take it off. We could have put it to the side and brought it back on. I'm just saying there was no miscommunication. I just, that was one of the things that I dropped, that I screwed up.
That's all right. Thank you.
Welcome.
They're leaving together. That's suspicious.
After whispering.
I'm being taken to the woodshed.
Crack me up, those two. Hilma, did you have a question, comment, or statement?
I have a side question.
Oh, sure.
Talking of clear communication. We won't get this all resolved before October 1st.
Yep.
So, what would you like to decide on for October 1st rent?
She's saying that, like, we're not going to have, so they gave us, because it
wasn't,
you've
been getting a deal.
We would have, it's possible that we would already have signed an agreement if it wasn't for a perfect storm of the Heath Fair, Robin's back, Alyssa's voice,
yes,
et cetera. And you guys had to cancel everything. And Robin very generously said, if we're canceling on you guys, it's not fair. We're just going to carry that agreement through the summer. Now she's saying if October 1st we don't. So, I mean, how about if by October 15th we have the lease, we'll give you the $1,000. And if we don't have it nailed down by the 15th, carry this, give us the 15th, we'll split it. So, if we can get everything taken care of by the 15th, we'll go back pay, we'll go the whole grand. And if you guys don't have, if we don't have an agreement by the 15th, we'll just do the 500 for one more month.
That's kind of good with that.
Does that work?
Okay. And you're just using the blocks if you use any other space.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any programs started.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever.
But I got you. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just.
No, that's a good question. Actually, I hadn't thought about that, too. I was wondering, but I wasn't sure how close you guys were to an attempt. It's going to take you a while to figure the template out and all that stuff.
Well, we're not too far off
okay.
from it, but we'll tweak it and get it. And we actually do not have another, up until tonight, we did not have another meeting until October, but we just are going to sneak one in hopefully next week.
And if I sign it,
so hopefully,
like,
so we
take
will.
A while to get it down to Shelburne Falls or her up from Shelburne. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not going to make
okay.
one on that. So,
I'll be gone until October.
Whatever. I'm just saying that sometimes it's hard. I'm here, so it's easy for me to sign. So once.
You need to put an E sign?
Probably.
No problem.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. But as long as I'm on there, we'll be fine until Laura gets there.
Yep, this is fine. I'll sign when we get back.
Okay.
All right, so you're gonna send us an email.
Mm-hmm.
And you always do that promptly, so I don't even have to ask for that.
Okay.
So we're gonna hope to, well, we're gonna put on the schedule to meet next Tuesday.
Yes.
Assuming that works for
mm-hmm.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we're gonna work around her schedule the best we can. So if you can get it out in the next couple of days, that
I'll
would be great.
It, yeah.
Just to move it.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do it tonight.
Thank you. What else? Well,
because we already did it. I mean, on our end, like we made
yeah, you
our
just
list.
Have to pull
you know,
up
yeah,
my
no, we
email.
Already, I mean,
right.
Yeah, I can't, yeah. And I, we were looking off of yours and then I just put reply and I used it for my notes and I just can't find it. I'm not sure. I know it's in there somewhere.
At this point, as long as we come to an agreement where it's crisp, well understood, well oiled, well executed. I just don't like the glitches we've had in the past. No one does.
Well, and we have our own that we've got us written up.
Of course, absolutely.
I own that each time, so.
You're good at that.
But we will do that. Yeah, okay. So nothing else tonight, nothing else from me. You're good? Laura?
I'm good.
Jonathan? All's good for tonight?
I'm all good.
We have our tasks.
Pat, you okay?
Pat?
Are you on my board? As long as you're on my board now, you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Did you send him home?
I sent him to the woodshed.
Thank you.
We just were there.
Oh my gosh, she just sent, she sent Bob down there. He goes down there. They're there, you're going to be moving him right
there's,
now, John.
Oh, he doesn't
go you're such a...
No, I have a workshop.
Pain in the butt, is that what you're
going to
say?
No, I don't know, something. They were saying, like, it's with admiration, it's not a, it's nothing, you know.
Okay.
It's only the pickleball where I feel like it's pathology, but this is something, I don't know what, it's some kind of, something positive, some kind of strength.
Okay.
Thorough.
Okay, all right, Sunday.
Thorough.
Have a good night.
See you guys.
Thank you. All right. What else, Will? What are your thoughts? Anything you want to follow up on, Anna?
At this point, just something of general note that I'm sure everyone has observed in Averybrook. It looks like the tree people are starting, at least down on the Charmander.
Oh, don't tell me true.
They seem
yeah.
to be deploying lots of trucks with buckets.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I assume you haven't seen any by your house yet, Bob.
No, but we drove up Averybrook little before noon, and they're taking significant trees down as marked
yeah.
in on the Charlemont end.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep, they're working their way up, but they have a ways to go. And I know that Steve Thane had requested that he be notified before they begin tree work in Heath, because there are some confusions and concerns that need to be straightened out. You know, the documentation that they provided
yeah.
and what he has in his notes from when they met. So there are a few things that just don't quite make sense, and there's still a problem area
and he's
that needs to be straightened out, which they were kind of saying, oh yeah, we'll take care of that, but he hasn't received a plan, an alternate plan, so.
Shall we do a quick follow-up in writing to them, Helma, just as a little, you know, we see works happening around us, and it's our understanding that there's some communication that's still out there that needs to happen between them and Steve, and copy him into
copy
it.
Him
and
in
just
it.
Like as a little.
His request was just that they notify him before they start
yeah.
so that he
just
can be present
reminder.
As they're getting started.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to know when they're going to start so that he can meet
with
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was what he relayed to me.
Okay. My battery died, so it's the end of the meeting anyways. I have just a couple of things real quick before they leave my head. So at another meeting, if we could just do a follow-up on the bus conversation. Remember you sent us the Franklin, we were gonna do some more Franklin County Technical School conversation about the bus and what our next step was as a select board? So that could go on an agenda at some point if you keep that in your mind. And I was hoping, could you do a follow-up? I was thinking about meetings and what people have said to us when they're here. So I had three things, the bus, the West Main Street. I'm interested about that response you sent out on Bob's question that we can't do anything because of the cost, the potential costs. I'd kind of like to be able to have more of that conversation or understand a little bit more, because I think I'm a little nervous about or concerned. If we have dangerous roads or dangerous conditions.
When you're done.
I think we need to take a step somehow. And if it's a cost thing, then we have to look at that and talk about that as a select board
It's not just cost. It comes down to cost, but it's the whole environmental piece. It's the whole what would need to be done to correct it is a huge environmental thing, not to mention the huge cost.
So are we saying that what if there was an accident? We just say, we weren't responsible because it was an environmental issue?
No, I told Tyson, and I don't know if he's done it or not, I said, look, we're aware of this. I think we have a responsibility to warn drivers. I said, please get a road sign that can be installed before that curve heading east, so the driver's on that side of the road, that says something, I don't know, like narrow shoulder, steep embankments, something. I mean, they can get,
I said no shoulder.
Well, whatever, something to that effect, and put it ahead of time that.
I guess I have to go look at it.
The town has duly warned drivers.
That's a little iffy.
No, it's not iffy. I mean, it does not replace changing the condition, but it is.
It's a minimum. We have to do it. At a minimum, we have to.
It is giving a proper warning.
Right.
Saying we're aware of it, we're making you aware of it.
And now we have to deal with it.
If you want to ignore it, that's your business. But.
Well, first of all, I'm glad those guys went and looked. But I think they misinterpreted what I was suggesting. I wasn't suggesting to go down into that pit and do an excavation and build new abutments. And I'm thinking just a guardrail up there, spanning that drop off.
Yeah, and I think
and
can't
that,
be done.
That's not wetlands up above.
Fight with them.
I'm going to do that.
It's really our responsibility.
The other thing is, I don't feel that the wetlands rules should supersede safety.
Safety, I have a concern about that too.
I mean, if someone falls down there and gets, heaven forbid, seriously injured or killed, we're liable. I mean, that's maybe a cynical way of looking at it, but we're on the hook for a lot of money for Bill Luttrell saying that's wetlands.
All right, so what I want to do is when Tyson comes back, we'll go out there and have just a quick little on-site meeting and talk about what the choice. I mean, there are places where they say, okay, they shut the road down to two-way traffic.
Yeah, that's true.
And they put up barricades and they put everybody in one lane and that's the way they handle it. They do that in Greenfield.
You can put up a little line of Jersey barriers along there.
But there has to be some type of a plan.
But to your...
Bob?
Just one last thing and then I'll shut up. But
the bubble.
Maybe. putting up a sign that warns of it, I don't think that absolves us. I really don't think that would hold up in
court. No, there has to be a plan moving forward. You can't just leave it.
I'm
but we should have a sign.
I mean, I
think
that's
better than
we
doing
should have
nothing.
A sign.
That, no, yeah,
my
I hadn't finished. I hadn't finished.
Nothing.
That's the minimum we should do.
This is something.
Hello, you two. Hello.
Well, I kind of wasn't.
My point.
Nicely.
Now I'm done, and I still
have the bubble.
Pretty positive about this.
You are.
No, my man.
Yes, I agree with you that a sign at a minimum needs to be there.
It's a minimum that can be done right now.
While we're figuring out what the next step is.
Order the sign.
Right.
If it takes
yes.
2 weeks to come in, it takes 2 weeks
yes.
to come in. You stick it on a post, you stick it in the ground.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
better
that's,
than nothing.
That'd be great.
It's a start while we
point.
Take the next step, because we do
yeah.
need to do something. Because I wasn't, I'm not, and I think that if we have a concern about how we would handle a repair, we need to have the Conservation Commission come in and talk with them.
I think
that's what we should do.
You need to have a
yeah.
joint meeting.
Yeah.
Of
correct.
Highway and conservation and
correct.
And Bob and
yeah. So we let's. I don't want that to go too much longer. We
no.
should try to do that. Okay. So it was the tech bus, that, and I had one other, and now it just completely jumped out of my head. I'm so mad. I know what it was. We had a meeting some time ago, and there, and I'm, if I don't say this, I'll forget it again. There was a person here, a gentleman here from the, over in the estates, that had a concern that he was bringing to us, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his name. But he had a concern about some issue with some runoff and some multiple of other issues. And Tyson was going to follow up on that.
He did, as far as
did that hit? Okay.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
Okay, so is that like underway or being cared for or will be or whatever?
Yeah, it wasn't from the town.
Okay, that's fine. As long as
basically the
we didn't not follow up. With
what
the
I understand is the runoff and everything was really not originating from the town road.
Okay, that's fine. As long as we dealt with him, that's I just
yes.
wanted to make sure we didn't leave somebody, because we were specifically said we would follow up,
yes.
and I wanted to make sure we did. And I kept forgetting about ask what it, you know, I kept forgetting to ask it. And that's it.
May I?
Yeah, now you can go.
Okay. I'm concerned that whoever pays us rent for using space, either on a one-time basis or a continual basis, that the rent acknowledges wear and tear. And when I sit and listen, and it's like we don't really use the atrium. That was used for 6 weeks this summer by a lot of younger people. And there were days that there was a large group that was out there for like 4 hours at a time.
So I think we have to,
and
in our conversation, because I've been thinking about just the outside and the building in general, and I've been trying to figure out how to say this clearly or really understand it myself and make it make sense to me. But is there a difference, and this sometimes these are the things I ask in my own head trying to make myself understand this, right? So is there a difference between four kids showing up, two kids from Heath with two kids from Roe, that come here on a Saturday because they don't have anything else to do, and they come out here with their skateboard, or they go and they swing on the swings, and then they come in here and they chit-chat about the cute boy that they saw at school, and they tee-hee about that, or they listen to some music, and they're just four kids. They're not attached to anything. They're just four kids. versus four kids who come and do the same thing but happen to be kids that are part of the program.
No, not if it's four kids, but if it's 30 kids versus four kids, yes, there is a difference.
So that's a conversation to have. Here comes Jonathan right now, actually walking in. No, not necessarily. We were trying to talk a little bit about when there's large groups of the kids that use a space, like say the atrium or whatever that space is, outside of this, outside of the cafeteria or the the gym, and they're doing something as a group and take over a space. Is that, what type of usage is that at that point? Is that just a group of kids that come and hang out, or is it a group of Hilltown kids coming to use a space?
Depends on the time of the week. On Saturday, sometimes they're hanging out waiting for a class to start, and then
That's just like the conversation. That's
right, and then Jupiter's here. Like then a bunch of kids are here for the library thing, and then they all end up like, you know, like we would do. You know, like they all end up kibitzing until the class starts, and then there's other times like in the summer. You know, it would depend on the time of year and the time of week. But just know, and I think Margaret would attest to this, and probably Pat too, like there is not a moment when I don't. If the senior center is open, I am always checking in with those guys. Are you okay with this? 9 out of 10 times, it's like, I love having the activity. I love seeing the person there. But like that's my high water mark. I mean, that's my, like I'm just always concerned about whether it's noise or, you know, activity or that kind of stuff, to making sure that that's, yeah, I mean, you guys aren't usually around sometimes.
Yeah, I don't see it.
So
I have to listen to what, or answer the questions that people ask, and so I try to get as much information as I can to answer, because I don't know.
But if you make up a bunch of questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them as best I can. If I can't, I'll ask somebody who can. But most I came back to tell you that you're 22. Killed it. Like, she was awesome.
She
tell
came
us
back, but she came back raving about that show.
Oh, that's great. Well, just, I mean.
All right.
She's
now you too.
Out in the hall.
She's
what
a third grader. I just
what
was going to, I was just passing on a compliment to one of the reporters who was not much older than the kids that were in my, in the performance. And she was like writing
all right,
it up.
That's nice.
It was unbelievable.
Now don't talk.
I wasn't talking to you guys. I came to tell her, and then I asked her. I mean, she was so young, Robin. I said, call me when you get home, because she stayed until 10, and it made me nervous that she was going off the mountain.
All
right. You know?
Let me wrap
anyway,
up my meeting.
Pass
that
on,
you guys can talk all you want. All right. So that's a conversation to keep having.
Yep.
If there's a concern that there's space that's being used by larger groups that's a legitimized, scheduled or unscheduled, but they're getting together to do something that has to, that's like a block rental. And if it happens on a continuous basis and it's happening in that space and it's making it so every day people can't use the space or every Tuesday people can't use the space, then there has to be an immediate conversation about it with an immediate action to it. And where there's a problem is when the town doesn't follow up like that quickly. Every Tuesday from 3 to 5, there's 15 kids there. We've seen it for 3 times in a row. Okay, we got to have a conversation. We're not using the atrium. The kids have got to use one of the spaces. They got to sign up for it on Tuesday from 3 to 5, and they got to pay for it. They got to use the cafeteria or the, and you can't let it go. Because if we let it go, then we don't have, then there's no control. And we're all responsible for that. So we have to make it be a person, which we're going to figure out how to do that. And that person is going to have to be responsible to bring it to Jonathan's attention immediately. Have the solution in hand. This is what you need to do. And if you don't do it, this is the consequence. And we have to carry it through. Gotta do it. Barbara.
It seemed to me as I was listening and not participating that what you all were presenting and what Jonathan and
Laura
were saying were very different. I don't think that they understood your concerns about the atrium, because they were still saying, oh, and we do this and we do that, and it's not a big deal. They were not hearing it. It was like Tuesday.
I don't disagree with that.
But related to what you were just saying, one of the things they brought up was, oh, like, so when we're singing and we want to sing, we like it there because the gym is too, you know, the sound is not good in the gym. They could be in here on a block.
That's what I was just saying. So if you want to sing out there, but if we don't say that, that's
right.
Not their fault.
But it needs to be clear in the lease.
Correct.
And the other suggestion, just a thought, because I'm thinking about the Community Music School of Springfield, which also had a very large, they were in an old bank building. They had this huge space. And they struggled with some of these things. Mm. They basically, Jonathan's program, they've got two classrooms down at the end of that hallway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps when students are waiting for something, that's where they should be. I mean, it's just a thought, as opposed to everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's
there in that space.
There,
that could be their waiting area. There.
Right.
I don't know what the rules are regarding having chairs in the hall or something, whether there could be chairs along the side of the wall or something, places where people can sit. But if there isn't some clear restriction on where their clients belong, this whole building during their active times becomes their building, and when it's busy like that, it discourages other people from using the space.
It does.
People do not feel comfortable. I mean, I know I've come in on weekends, on Saturdays, and they've been actually having, you know, led activities, whether it's singing or meeting, their team meetings or whatever in the atrium. You feel like you're going to be disturbing them if you try to do something there, and all of the seating's taken up, and so it no longer is community space. So if they need to be doing those things, it should be in their classroom, or it should be in a reserved space that is not space that people have to be traveling through to get to other parts of the.
Right,
that's a fair point.
I mean,
yeah,
that's just my feeling.
Yeah, no,
and they also have, what, 2 or 3 tents set up outside.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of the winter period when everything is is pulled in.
I mean,
and
this summer you wouldn't know. I mean, you wouldn't know it wasn't winter this summer because there were so many kids in the atrium so much of the time.
But I think that they do perceive this as their whole campus, you know, and it's lovely for them, but it isn't so lovely for other people who might want to be using the space or traversing the space to get places.
So that's part of that continued conversation?
Yeah. Yeah, it was just my thoughts.
Pat?
I was mistaken about the bleachers.
She's so disappointed too about it.
She wants to publicly own it.
No, Bob, you didn't look far enough back, but probably.
Actually, I did.
The mea culpa.
That's the whole perimeter.
Thank you, Pam. We just
look good.
I'm the one that did the legwork.
You know what my mistake was?
I'm sorry.
I took somebody's word for it. Somebody was very upset about it. They said to me, those bleachers don't belong in the woods. They've got to come out of the woods. And I said, oh, okay, I'll bring it up tonight.
And now you have to yell at the person.
Yeah, egg on my face, yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Oh, my God. All right. So we have to have consideration. new conversation. That's what this was all about. It's the beginning. I think that Jonathan's going to put together what he has, and it sounds like the atrium is the biggest issue. It really does.
Well, outdoors. Because,
I mean, does he use this in December? Are they outdoors? In January? In February?
It depends on the weather.
Well, then that might be something.
1 year.
We treat it like a block.
1 year, which was not too long ago, was it last winter or the winter before? The whole final act was outside.
Okay.
Because I attended the performance. Well, so they were rehearsing outside. So they were using outside.
Versus inside.
Correct.
So.
Just saying.
You know.
It wasn't any snow, but it was freezing cold, but they were out there.
So we have to talk about the outside and the atrium. Basically the public space. So we gotta keep going at it. Well, once we see what we actually get back. Or we decide we don't want to rent to people. We don't want to lease. Or we don't want to lease to Hilltown. Eventually we're going to vote. Right? I mean, that's about where we're at.
Yep. That option is also an option.
Yep. All right. Well, that was good. Made lots of steps. What else? Are we done? I have no need to prolong if we're done. Then I need a motion.
I will make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
7:08.
7:08.
I'll second it. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Will
I. Rob and I. Thank you. Thank you all.